oil production on FPSO Kwame Nkrumah has come to a standstill as the Ghanaian workers of MODEC Ghana Limited, the company that operates and maintains the facility, are on strike. MODEC Local Workers Union, numbering about 40 working on the Jubilee fields offshore Cape Three Points, claim their decision is as a result of poor working conditions as compared to their expatriate counterparts. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the secretary to the local union, Eric Ofori, said they receive an average monthly salary of 2,500 to 3,000 Ghana cedis a month, while their expatriate counterparts take an average of $5,000 to $10,000, a difference of about 800%. He said they are not resuming work until something positive is done. Mr. Ofori spoke to Mercy Daku.
The workers are saying that they are not being paid for what they are due as offshore workers, so they are not continuing working under such conditions.
One will ask that you've waited till now, why are you striking?
We have not waited till now. We have indeed engaged management since 2012 when we had not joined or come together as union. And all this while, we put our case across management, justifiably so, but nothing has been done to meet our expectation and what we demand, and which I say is very much justifiable. Management is not ready to compromise. So we joined the union and we are in negotiation. We communicate to the workers as executives what management position is and is not. And they think that we, the executives, we are not doing what we are supposed to do, and the management is not meeting that demand. They have not met since 2012, and so they cannot continue anymore. So they will not continue to work under.
What are your demands, especially if you say working conditions? What is it?
At the moment, we are negotiating on salary issue, only salary. And the issue is that the workers are demanding that they should be paid commensurate salary to offshore conditions as they deserve. And the fact is that we are working with other nationals. They are not more qualified and competent than us, but they are being paid way above the Ghanaians. The money that they give to them, they are able to live comfortably in their hometown. Their international standard is being applied to them when it comes to salary. When it comes to Ghanaians, a different standard is applied to us. And it will surprise you to know that the Ghanaian worker working with the expatriate, which I don't call them expatriate, migrant workers anyway, they come here and then work. Their salary, the Ghanaian worker, if you compare to that of them, they are earning about roughly 30% of what they are earning. And my sister, if you are doing the same job and the same conditions of service not being applied, then I don't know what you want the work. Well, I started this morning.
And how long are you going to pull this?
Well, we the workers are saying as long as we are here, demands are made. I'm not going back to work.
Does this mean that oil production has been halted?
Well, I cannot say. All I can say is that majority of the workers are locals. 72% of the workers are locals. So if the oil production will go on or not, the data will take its own course. It is not that the workers are being truant or something. The workers have presented their case to management, as I said, since 2012. And government is aware of all the situation. That need be, and nothing has been done about their conditions, then they are not ready to work until they are heard and their demands are met.